Okay, so first, the basic din, we all know the basic din already, min ha-Torah. The din min ha-Torah is that stam, a woman has re'iyah, she's tamei 7 days, even if she sees dam for all the 7 days, as long as she stops seeing dam a minute before the end of the day, at night she could go to the mikvah. That's the din Torah. The following 11 days, meaning from day 8 to 18, if she sees one day, she needs one clean day. If she sees 2 days, she also is enough to have one clean day. If she sees 3 days, so then she becomes a Zava Gedola. And so it's a kula that she doesn't become Tamei for more than 2 or 3 days until she sees 3 days. But it's a chumra that once she sees 3 days, she needs Shif and a Kiyam. So that's true for those 11 days. The one additional point is that on day 11 has a little bit of its own din, because on day 11, meaning which is day 18, the day 11 of Yimei Ziva, which is 18 since the beginning of her Re'iyah, day 18, if she sees dam, she's Tamei, but she needs no clean days. She could immediately go to the mikvah at night, because that's the end of Yimei Ziva, and therefore the following day, which is going to be day 19, already she goes back to Nidus. And since she's not worried about seeing Zivas anymore, therefore she doesn't even need to wait another clean day. And the clean day is like to make sure she's not going into Zava Gedola. But here, anyway, at the end of day 18, she's going back to Nidus. That's the cold din. On a deraisa level. Conceptually, so Ramban says, and it's really just pshuto shel mikra, is that nida is regular, eis nidasa, she's getting her period, and zava is shelo eis nidasa, or al nidasa, seeing something exceptional, longer than she normally sees. What's going on here? Something's wrong. So potential for more tuma. So Ramban writes that, this is basically pshuto shel mikra, that's what it is. That 7 days, it's her nidus. Right? We stumble that it is that nidus, you normally see for up to 7 days. That's normal period to be contained within 7 days. Longer than that, it's already abnormal. So, beginning of Riyah, she's Tzmeya 7 days. That's because we assume she's getting her period. After that, we're looking, oh, what's going on here? Something extra, her period's taking too long to stop. What's going on? Right? That's for 18 days. After 18 days already, this isn't the tail end. We're not worried about this being the tail end of the old Re'iyah. We're going to assume it's a new Re'iyah. Right? So even day 18, when she sees Dam, she's just going to be Tamei that day. Because we look at this, okay, this is the tail end of her Re'iyah, but more than 18 days, a Re'iyah never goes, and therefore, we assume that everything's finished after day 18. She goes to the mikvah, and if she's not a Zava Gedola, and she goes back to Nidus. So it's all pasha. I just want to bring up one nakuda. That's just like, it's pashit, but I think it's kedai just to like hammer it home that it's just very chashit. Is that in Chazal and Halacha, it makes no difference what the dam is. Meaning, even though saying conceptually nidus is menstruation and zava is some sort of machla, something going wrong, but the MS, that's maybe time of dekra, but it's only a partial explanation. The din is a din. Meaning, let's say a woman would see dam, and we know it's not her period. But we know this is what a doctor might call breakthrough bleeding. It's something, her hormones, something was funny. Something's been drained right from her previous period, but this is not her period. Dam comes out, she's Tzmeya min ha-Torah, and that'll start the count going. If 10 days later she gets her period, and we know this is her period, it's a regular time of the month, she sees a regular period with all the symptoms of a regular period, it still is going to have the dinim of Yimei Ziva and not the dinim of Nidus. Right? It doesn't. Why enchinami? The concept is this the concept of what's normal nidus and not. But It's just concept, right? The Torah, of course, you know, maybe say the time for the Torah, we don't know what's going on in a woman, and the Torah just gives its dinim as straight chukim. But the mice, it makes no difference. You know, sometimes people think, you know, the gynecologist looked and said that the uterine lining is still there, this is not your period. Makes no difference. That makes no difference. Just one raya that really brings us home and just shows what a chok this din is a woman in childbirth. The Gemara says in Nida Lamed Vav, a woman who's giving birth, so birth is always associated with some bleeding. A bleeding with placentas coming off the wall, the capillaries are bursting, different things going on that causes blood when a woman gives birth. That blood when she gives birth, so the Gemara says, when it's dam, it's nida, it has a din of dam nida. But if she had a re'iya, more than 7 days before giving birth, let's say 10 days before she gave birth, she had a re'iya. Right, what was that re'iya? Whatever it was. Right, some bleeding. Sometimes women get some bleeding when they're pregnant. But she had some bleeding. When she gives birth and she's dam, that's no longer considered damnitus. It's considered, oh, she's in Yimei Ziva, and therefore it has a different din. Right? It's called dam koshi in Chazal. But it's not considered damnida. So it's pel, what's the difference? It's nida or ziva depending on when was her last re'iya. What do I care when her last re'iya was? I know exactly what this blood is now. This is blood associated with childbirth. What do I care that she had a previous re'iya 10 days ago? How does that make a difference? So pshat is that it's a chok. You know, it's not built, you know, even though there could be a tam behind it, you know, that's for sure true, the mashmos, the psukim, conceptually, but the emes, the din is a chok, and this is that's the way it is. We're just trying to figure it out. We're not trying to look if she's menstruating or not. That's not the issue in nidus, yeah.
We're assuming anytime that she's tmea, that it's, you know, makor.
Oh, yeah, if it's not min ha-makar, there is such a thing called dam maka, but we'll talk what that is. But stam, if it's dam, we'll see exactly what it is, what can make a difference. But stam, something that's coming from the makar, as dam, not because she was cut there, or something extreme, so it's going to be tame, and if it's once the dam is tame, whether it's nidor or zivas, has nothing to do with reality, with physical reality. So all this was changed by Chumro Shech Miru Benos Yisrael in the time of Rabbi Zeira. That now everything, even one day, is considered Shiva Nikiyim, you have to wait Shiva Nikiyim. So I just want to talk about the rest of the time about just how do we deal with this. Right? That we really know what the din is min ha-Taira. We have a Chumra of Benos Yisrael. How do we treat this Chumra of Benos Yisrael? Meaning, it's very important. There's so many different chumras that we adopt in Shiv Nikiyim, how to keep Shiv Nikiyim, what you do to make sure those Shiv Nikiyim are clean, different sveikos, and how machmer are we when we know that really, even if the dam is tame, she's still going to be tahora, min ha-Torah, on a Torah level, right? On a Torah level, she sees in the middle of her Rabbi Zeira Shiva Nikiyim. I'm not telling you, she just has to wait one clean day. It really makes no difference. But we're going to say, oh, you need 7 clean days. But that question, really, if you let her Shiva Nikiyim go on, she goes to the mikvah, she'll still be Tahara Minat Torah. So how do we look at this? Do we look at this as real din d'oraisa, as if mamash was real zivus, and we have to do all the chumras and sirkaris? Or is it more makel? Could you perhaps look at it as din drabanan? Or perhaps it's more makel, right? It's a chumra of Benos Yisrael. Maybe it's not even a din drabanan. Maybe it's less than a din drabanan. Right? Also, nafkamina, what about extreme circumstances? Sometimes extreme circumstances that a woman, to get pregnant, she's going to have to do away with this chumra. This chumra could make it for different reasons that she's not going to be clean in the time she needs to be clean. You know, she has every woman has this 48-hour window when they could become pregnant in the month, and she's going to be tzmeya in those 48 hours. What do you do then? Is there room to be meikel and say, this is just a minhag? So what's the din? So the first one to deal with this is the Shuas Galia Masechta. Rav David Novarek, who's a friend of Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he tainas you could really be meikel here, even more meikel than Rabbanan. You can be meikel b'makom the makos feikos, and you don't have to worry so much. You don't have to be so machmir. And he says, partially, he thinks it's a minhag. It's just a minhag, and it's less than a drabanan. So he brings a makar, neither samach vav. So the Gemara says there that Rava was darshaning in his public drasha about the differences between dam nida and dam zivas. So Rav Papa objected, and Rav Papa tainan, what are you talking about? How can you make a chiluk? Don't you know, Rabbi Zeira, that benos Yisrael achmiru al atzmam? Well, why you shouldn't darshan about this bechlal? It's a lachashir. So Rava answers, Amina l'cha isura. I'm talking about isurim. V'at amris minhagim. You're talking about minhagim. Heicha d'ichme ichme, where they have this chumra of Rabbi Zeira, by all means let them keep their chumra. Heicha d'lo ichme, lo ichme. But where they don't keep this chumra, they won't keep the chumra. So Rava says, pretty black and white, that it's a chumra. Don't take it so seriously. I'm not arguing about it because it's a chumra. I'm not here to teach chumras. Yeah, you should keep your chumras. Makmushenagu, chumras, but we don't have to be more machmer than that. So that seems to be straight from the Gemara. It's benosis rachmir al atzman. There seems to be some good makar for that. Definitely some rishonim seem to go with this idea. One makar is the well-known Rashi in Sukkah Mem Dalet, where Rashi is not talking about Rabbi Zeira, but he's talking in general a minhag. If it's a minhag, but it's a minhag in all of Klal Yisrael, is that a drabanan? Or do we say no, it's still just a minhag? Happens to be everyone keeps this minhag, but it's still just a minhag. So Rashi seems to say it's really just a minhag, because Rashi writes there about Arava, the minhag of taking Arava on Hashana Rabba. So this is a minhag all of Klal Yisrael has accepted. It's called a minhag Nevi'im. It was started by the Nevi'im. It's a real, all of Klal Yisrael, the whole calendar was arranged so that Hashana Rabba should never come out on Shabbos, that we should never miss taking a Rava on Shvi Shel Sukkos, right? It's really, really chashiv. Nevertheless, Rashi says, we don't make a bracha. The Gemara says, we don't make a bracha when we take the Hashana. Why not? So Rashi says, because it's just a minhag. And only by a drabanan is there a din of lo sasser. Is it samach to have an asmach on a din of lo sasser? That it's an issur of going against Chazal, but this is just a minhag, and therefore you can't say tivanu. It's not mamish a mitzvah. Well, we should keep it. You keep minhagim. I'll teach you Torah Simecha. It's important, but it wasn't a takanat rabbanon. It's less than a takanat rabbanon. The other one who says this is Tosfos in Brachos Tesvav. He says another minhag. We call it a minhag. We never would even think of it as a minhag. The Torah says when a person eats kedei svia, they're satisfied, and then they bench. If you eat a kezais of bread, minatari, you don't have to bench. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael was machmirim al atzmam, that they bench even for a kezais. The machmirim al atzmam. It doesn't say chazal or matakin, you must bench on a kezais. This is a chumrah of Klal Yisrael. Everyone keeps this chumrah. Svardim, Temanim, there's no one who doesn't keep benching on a kezias, right? It's all of Klal Yisrael. Bimei Chazal, with Chazal's approval. Afal Pikin, Tosus writes, it's more mekel than regular Rabbanan. Right? It explains the whole din in Brachos, that there's a din that a katan could be motzi, a gadol. If a gadol ate a kezias, a katan could be motzi him. Since when could a katan be motzi, a gadol? So he says, this is because it's not even like a regular drabanan. It's weaker than a regular drabanan because it was a chmir al atzma. I saw a marshal about the chumra of Rav Zeira, where it also seems to go like the Galia Masechta. Very interesting marshal. He's talking about Hataras Nedarim. And he talks about Hataras Nedarim, he's talking about Nedarim that are taken by the rabbin. And he's saying that you can't stamp be matter. Well, a yachid can't be matter, a neder taken by the rabbin. And he brings his raya. He says, what if a woman would say she wants to be matter neder, she no longer wants to keep chumra drabzera? Sick and tired of it. Why do we have to do this? Matter neder. So could she do that? So the Marshal says, no, she can't do it, because since this is the whole Tzibur did this, you can't be matter this neder unless the whole Tzibur comes and asks for Hatara. You need all the women in the world to come and say, we want to undo the Chumrah. And then we could do Hatara Sintar and we matter it, this Chumrah. So it's clear, the Marshal's treated with like a Chumrah. Right? If someone does a Chumrah, they need Hatara Sintar, any Chumrah you do. So he's assuming this is like a Chumrah. But he assumes it's like a Chumrah, except that an individual can't get a Taras Nedara. But clearly it's not a Drabanan.
Because yeah. It's not like a Takana's Drabanan, we don't need a Beit Din that's equal the Chokhmah of a Minyan.
L'chayra, right? L'chayra, it's just a minute. So that's what's sad. It's interesting. Nobody really says to go like this. There's a lot of discussion. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva that when he was asked by people who said they're not getting pregnant because of Chumrah d'Rabzeira. Right? They said that they was coming out for different reasons, that their ovulation is coming out when they're actually still counting Shev and Nekiyim. What to do about it? So Rav Moshe does not say, oh, this is a minhag and let's be makel for them, right? But minhagim, generally the rule is, you could always say, al das kein lo nago, right? Benos Yisrael or machmer, but would the Benos Yisrael have been machmer in a case where it would stop a woman from having children? Stomach not. So it don't have to be more machmer. So Rav Moshe didn't want to say a kula, but it's interesting, he writes in the tshuva, he says, I can't write Bechsav. There could be some svaros, but I can't write Bechsav. So, I heard from one Talmud, unreliable Talmud, but a Talmud, I don't know that he's unreliable, but some people say he's unreliable, saying that he actually was matter a woman to forgo the Shev Nekiyim. The one thing in Bechsav, one like cooler here that might be a little bit more mashma towards the minhag is the Chazanish's tshuva. We'll talk about it at a different time. But the Chazanish had a tshuva where women could not become pregnant if she didn't forego this chumrah. And he says, he's talking about a case where he had another smach of kula, because he says she wasn't necessarily tamei. The dam itself had a tzad, maybe it was dam makka. Maybe this wasn't even tamei dam bechlal. But in that case, where there was another sniff of kula, there he was, Matthew, he told the woman to go, when she sees dam, in Shev Nekiyim, to just wait one clean day and go to the mikvah. So it's some precedent. Now, you didn't say stam, but it was a specific case, but you saw some sort of openness to chumrah. Definitely Rav Moshe, he definitely treated it. This I heard Shem Rav David, that Rav David finds, he said his father would ask if this is real Zivus or if it's Chumrah d'Rabzeira. If it's Chumrah d'Rabzeira, he would be more Mako, just means in his psak. So some room. So that's one approach one could have. L'maisa is not what's really taken L'maisa. L'maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman was more Machmer, and he said that at the least you have to treat it as a Drabbanan.
Doesn't L'maisa all of them so far?
Oh, okay, that's coming. Yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says that you have to be more machmer. And where does he get this from? He gets it from the Ramban. And there's just Lashon HaRamban and Hilchos Nidah the Ramban. He says, Chum Razu Shenagu Benos Yisrael, Hochshuru Be'enei Chachamim, Chachamim liked it, Va'asu Osa Kalacha Psuka B'kol Makom. Lefichach, asur la'adam lahakal barosho la'olam. You can't be mekel because they made it like a lacha psuka. So what's the Ramban talking about? Right? It doesn't. We'll just record a Gemara that says it's a chumrah. What does it mean that they asuha kel lach of sukkah? What's he referring to? So he's coming out, it's clear from his lashon, is coming from the Gemara in Brachos, that the Gemara in Brachos says a person should not start davening until he says halacha psukah. What's an example of halacha psukah? Abaya says halacha psukah is kagon the din of Reb Zeira, saying over that din right before you daven. So, sin of the Rambam, he has there before davening this halacha psukah. He said before you start shachris. So it's halacha psukah. So the shaila is though is what's the Ramban seeing here? Like we have a straight out black and white Gemara that says it's a chumrah. What does he mean? Asuha kelacha psuka. Right, Rava didn't know that. Rava seems not to know that. It's true. Abaya says it. Abaya says it's halacha psuka. Legabe dine tfila. Rava in that same Gemara gives a different example of what's halacha psuka. It doesn't say Abaya's halacha psuka. How do we know? Our halacha ke Rava, and Rava says the favor it's not a real din drabanan. So how did Ramban know, based on this Gemara of Abaya legabe tfila? Right, he's not saying anything about if it's drabanan or minhag mamish. He's just telling you this is a halacha. This is an example of what we call halacha psuka to say before davening. It's not. What is he? How did he see that? Right, so he seems to be almost nevuadik. Like, where does he see from that there was a change? So I thought, what Ramban means is that he's working with a different yisod. The yisod spoken up by the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Brachos. He says that even though Rashi and Tosus, so they clearly hold that a minhag in all of his Klal Yisrael is still just a minhag, but the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, so he says that there's a din of losasser, isser losasser, to go against any drabbanan or any minhag, that the chachamim were machshir in Klal Yisrael, that all Klal Yisrael does, alpi, the rabbanim saying this is a good minhag, there's a din of losasser, just like a regular drabbanan. That's a regular din of drabbanan. And lechayyur is yisoidistik machlokus of what makes a drabbanan drabbanan. And the Rashi and Tosfos, what makes a drabbanan drabbanan is there's a bezdin of gedolei hora who say we are making a takana for Klal Yisrael. It's some great chashuv of bezdin. In the Rambam, it doesn't need that. If all of Klal Yisrael does something and the drabbanan are behind it, that becomes losasser. Right? And it's a little bit like the Rambam Shita, you know, the Rambam Shita in Kiddush HaChodesh, that even Bisman Hazeh, that there's no Sanhedrin being Mekadosh HaChodesh, we still have Kiddush HaChodesh, because it's Klal Yisrael, there's still a Klal Yisrael and an Eretz Yisrael, that they're all accepting that this day is Rosh Chodesh, and the Rabbanan are behind it, they agree with it, that all of Klal Yisrael should agree with that, we all agree with that, and it becomes Rosh Chodesh. Right? It doesn't need to have a formal an act. Klal Yisrael has that power, you know, the same power of the Sanhedrin. But all of Klal Yisrael, all the Rabbanon agreeing to something, that's it. You got to do it. That's no sasser. So the chayyur like this, the Ramban understood. Yeah, look what Rav said. He says, "B'makom de echmer echmer, b'lakom de lo echmer lo echmer," meaning it wasn't a spashin in all of Yisrael. Not everyone does this, and therefore it's just a chumrah. Rav Papa was saying, no, look how things are going. Chumras are coming. Everyone's taking this on. And once everyone takes it on, then it becomes din. Then you should darshan it. And Rava said no. But look around today, look around Bimei Ramban, or even earlier, it's a spashin in all Yisrael. There's no one who doesn't do this. That itself makes it halacha psuka. Therefore, Rava didn't say it was halacha psuka, but Abai was already feeling it's halacha psuka, and Kol Shekei today it's halacha psuka. And that's how the Rambam in the Siddur brings that as an example of halacha psuka. It's interesting, Gemara Tainus Chavav, just about minhagim, that I think brings this out. Gemara says there, minhag, it's not just a minhag, it's not a halacha. Medrash lo darshinan. You don't darshin it berabim. Irui marinan. But if someone comes and asks you the halacha, you tell him you should keep the minhag. But to darshin it in the halacha shir, you don't darshin it. So l'chayru the pshat is that it's something that's darshin berabim, once it's accepted and darshin berabim as a din, it is a din. If all Klal Yisrael takes it, it is, that makes it a din. So in Echanan, by Rav's day, it wasn't a din. But today, it's completely a din, and it has to be treated as din to Rabbanan. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, what the Rabban says, that lo yakul bo ish rosho la'olam, you can't have kulos because this is a real din to Rabbanan. Don't think it's a minhag. So that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's psak. Now you have to remember, it still isn't, not everyone agrees, right? Because Rashi and Tosus did not agree with. Right? Rashi and Tosus clearly held that there's no such thing as a minhag that becomes a din, but that's the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and generally no one's gonna, you know, maybe keep in the back of your mind that it's not l'kuli alma, but generally it's assumed that it's at least a drabanan. At least we're talking about a drabanan here. Now, is it more than a drabanan? Could it be, right, to be treated as a drabanan, or maybe it's a deraisa? So there definitely are some makoros that treated it as no more than a drabanan. One makor is the Bach in Shuvas HaBach Simin Nun Aleph. See, he's talking about what if the woman saw dam in Bein Hashmashos? What if you have 7 clean days, but she really did not see her dam stop until 5 minutes after Shkia? So she has 7 clean days, but not 100%, because there's a little bit of a suffix when at the beginning of the 7 days. It really wasn't clean. It only became clean 5 minutes into Bein Hashmashos. So therefore, there's still a little suffix there. So says the Bach, it could be Mekel. Why? Because it's not Ziva Dereisa. If it was Ziva Dereisa, you'd have to be Machmas. It didn't Dereisa. The same way Shabbos starts the second Shkia, so too Shiv Nekiyim has to start the second Shkia. But here we're dealing with something that's not really Ziva, and most Ziva Drabbanan. Therefore, he says, you could be more mekel. He said, you don't have to treat this mamash as a zava deraisa. You find this earlier in the Baal Hamar. This is in the Baal Hamar's Hasagos on the Baal HaNefesh. It's called Sel HaMachlokas, of the Baal Hamar's writings on Hilchos Nida. So he says there's a whole sugya, can't get into, but the sugya of how many bedikus does a woman need in Shiv Nekiyim? Right, so different chumras. The Baal Mar says you could be very mekel. He says, because since this ziva is not really a zava, therefore it's enough to do one bedika mitoch the shiva yamim. That's good enough. You could take the more mekel shita here, because just a din drabanan. Right, so just a din. He doesn't say drabanan or minhag. He says it's not a din deraisa. So you don't have to be so machmer. Oh, so there's definitely some basis to just. Say you could always go l'kula. So that would be nice, right? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, even this, he thinks you have to be more machmer. And his power comes to the Beis Yosef. He says, the Beis Yosef, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he never makes a chilek in the Beis Yosef between the din of Zavad Reisa to Zavad Rabbanan. He never says the difference if it's real Zav or not real Zav. Lehefek, when the Beis Yosef is talking about all the machloksim, about how many bedikos you need in Shiv Nekiyim, he says, and since this is a din to Reisa and it has kares, therefore you have to do 2 bedikos a day. And you can't, and if you, he goes with all the chumras. And he says it, right? He also knew that 99% of the time, Zava's not real Zava. What does he mean, this, it has an Akaris? The emissary I saw, the Binyan Olam. Binyan Olam is Truvos by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. So in Simon Membeis, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was, he's famous as the Graz Talmud, one of his Talmudim of Hakim in Kabbalah. But he also wrote Shuvah Sefer. He says, you don't understand the Beis Yosef. What's he talking about? Why do we have to be so machmer? He says, look, even the Bnos Yisrael were only machmer to be choshesh for Zava. They don't know it's Zava, right? Can't say a suffix to be machmer. It's just a suffix. Itself is just a suffix. Safik Achumra, he says, well, Makam Safik, you should be Meikah. Right, so he clearly was, you know, maybe in the Minha camp or at least in the Drabanan camp. But the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to go that way. And more or less in Shulchan Aruch, this seems to be the basic rule, is that we just treat everything as if it was, seems to be like it's Deraisa.
It would be like a physical Debrahim, meaning that it's in the Drabanan, but it's there to be Mechazik, so therefore you shouldn't be Mechon Bikas.
Yeah, something like that. I'll tell you what Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He just says a very nice Demyon, we'll see. It's very nice dim is another famous, also famous minhag, but Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, it's whatever it is, right? We learned that last year about exactly what it is. Minhag or Drabanan, but definitely not Deraisa. So Afal Pikein, you know, we're not going to go through all the shittos, but mostly Sarah Shumas Hadeshin. He says there's room to treat it more than a regular Drabana. He says, why? Because we don't want to make two sets of halachos. One set of halachos for Yom Tov Rishon, one set of halachos for Yom Tov Sheni. He says, we don't want to do that. Why don't we want to do that? Because the whole concept of Yom Tov Sheni is that we're treating it as if it's Yom Tov. And, like the Gemara says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, why do we make brachos on Yom Tov Sheni? It's really not Yom Tov. How do we make a bracha al achilas matzah on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus? So the Gemara says so that people should be mezalzel in it. If we made clear differences between the first day and second day, it's like in your face that this is not real. And then people, we don't want it to be in people's faces because then they won't take the whole thing seriously. And then by Yom Tov also they won't take it seriously. They'll have Yom Tov with kulas. So the same thing here, that the concept is we're making believe this is zivas. If it's zivas, you have to have chumash. You can't have two different sets of halachas. We don't want that, because if not, the whole thing will become a joke. So that's the chumash of the Shumas Hadeshin, to some extent, taken lahalacha. But, even by Yom Tov Sheni, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, also by Yimei Ziva, it's not completely true. Right, a few differences, some pointed out in the Shumas Hadeshin, some it was just seen in Poskim. That it's not completely true. First of all, even the Shumas Hadeshin, he says, if something's a chumra, you don't have to be noga on Yom Tov Sheni. Because even on Yom Rishon, you don't really have to do it, it's just a chumra. So he says, by chumras, you could be more makel on Yom Tov Sheni. The other point he says is, what if it's not going to make a glaring discrepancy between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni? You ask a shayla, and the posik knows it's not. You know, this is a specific shayla. It's not going to make anything glaring, but he knows the maisa. This is Yom Tov Sheni. I could be more makel. So he says the value could be more makel. The other point is what the Mishnah Berurah says is that whenever there's a big hafsid, you could always be more makel, because even the Shumas Hadeshin had this idea of keeping it like Yom Tov Rishon. He says, Fedish Ran in Beitza, that says no. It says Yom Tov Sheni could be makel with its fakos, because it's taka just the Rabbanan. It's not really so clear. Like different shaylas, could you treat Yom Tov Sheni as being a shvus, and therefore any Rabbanan on it should be mutter b'makom mitzvah, as a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. There's different shaylas like this. So, you know, we don't want to make a glaring stira as long as there's no bekafsid, but b'makom mitzorech, or if it's not going to make a glaring difference, or if the whole din you don't really, it's really a chumra in the first place, so b'meili could be makom. So that's what even Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to treat it the same. And it's something that's not so well spoken in Sfarim, maybe because people don't like speaking this out, but it's definitely a true thing that you could. You look at things differently. Like, you know, you have the safety net. When this dam, you know, it's only going to make a difference legabe din drabanan. Right? If a woman sees dam on day 6, let's say, right? So she sees dam on day 6, it looks good to you, but maybe it'd be machmer iser karis. The mice is not iser karis, because either way, she's going to have day 7 clean. If it's on day 7, right, so then it'll make it into Reisa, right? Because Minatora is Yimei Ziva, Minatora you need to be Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom, right? Unless it happens to be day 18, right? Remember, day 18, you don't even have to be Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. But if not, it's going to be the race of Shaila. So that's something, you know, you always keep in mind, also with bedikas, how many bedikas to do, how machmir you want to be. Right? If it's only, it's not really zav in the first place, and different chashashos, why you wouldn't want a woman to do bedikas, we'll talk about that simply later. So there's always room to, you know, to find mekel. You know, I'll just say, you know, derech hakdam, you know, chumras in nida are a little bit different than chumras in the rest of Torah. Just in that, you're machmir, right? You could, you know, everything's min hashamayim, but I'll be derech atev, there could be one less yid in the world because of your chumra, right? You could hurt someone shalom bayis, you could chalil be machshul someone in nesir nida, right? So you're not saying kula, saying a chumra that's really not kiddin, you don't want to do that. You know, you'll have to say al-chet for that too. So that's a good thing, always just like keep in mind in Hilchos Nida, you know, especially when we're dealing with something that the whole kol kula is a chumra, and the Rav knows it's a chumra. Chumra we keep, a vada we keep it, but there is more room for definitely for not adding on chumras. Okay.
What?
Okay, thank you. Okay. So what's our normal time? It's going to be Sundays?
Sunday too.
Okay, great.